The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Hello, Otto. How are you?
Good morning, John.
I haven't seen Otto in a while, so it's great to be here.
We did have the opportunity to chat a little. That was good.
That was fun. I enjoyed it. I even saw you dancing.
You did, yeah.
I saw you dancing with the video. You're a hot guy to trot.
Well, I was going to talk about that later, but we will.
That'll be on the Christina Lou show.
Went to the first wedding in a year and a half, and it was good.
Was it really? Yeah, that's going to be a great thing to talk about.
It will be.
We're getting back to normal. But now we're going to go to our guest today, and our guest is Stephanie Sitterman. And Stephanie is the Elder Abuse Coordinator at the SAFE Center. And over the years, we've had different people on in reference to elder abuse. And elder abuse takes so many forms. It's financial, it's personal, it's emotional, it's sexual, it's health deprivation. It's amazing the level that these poor seniors can get abused at. And today it's just such a pleasure to have someone like Stephanie, who's gonna go over some of the signs. Talk about the SAFE Center also, the SAFE Center is more than just a place for elder abuse. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. So we'll touch on that, but the main focus will be elder abuse. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us something about the SAFE Center.
Okay. First, I want to thank John Ryan, Otto Loos, and Christina Lou for inviting me to speak today again for Project Independence. I'm a pediatrician. I work now at the SAFE Center and Education Department. My official title is Enough Abuse and Nassau County Elder Abuse Enhanced Multidisciplinary Team Coordinator. Okay. The SAFE Center, for those of you not familiar with it, is a nonprofit organization located in Bethpage at the old Grumman site. We provide free, confidential, and comprehensive services for victims of abuse and assault, as well as their non-offending family members, including domestic dating violence, which you oftentimes refer to as intimate partner violence, severe child abuse and neglect, rape and sexual assault, human trafficking, elder abuse, and maltreatment. Our clients include women, children, men, the elderly, LGBTQIA+ community. It was created in 2014 through the merger of the Nassau County Coalition Against Domestic Violence and the Nassau County Coalition Against Child Abuse and Neglect. We have multiple programs and services. Once again, they are free and confidential. We have a 24-hour hotline for those who may be victims of abuse or assault or know someone who is a victim or is concerned about someone being an offender. We have professionals manning that line, like I said, 24/7, who can answer your questions and guide you to the appropriate services. If the SAFE Center is unable to provide it, we can triage you to those agencies throughout Long Island and even outside Long Island who may be able to. So we also serve as a triage center here in Nassau County. We are the site of the Nassau County Child Advocacy Center. We help victims, child victims of abuse and neglect during investigation, as well as providing counseling and medical exams. We also, in our facility, we have some of the Nassau County child abuse.
Okay, terrific. The bottom line is the SAFE Center is really, it's a tremendous organization and has so many different divisions to help people. And what I always tell people, if in need, you call 311 and we will direct you to the SAFE Center or some other worthy organization. what I'd like to do right now is get into some of a conversation on elder abuse.
Sure.
And what do you feel that you're seeing in your organization is the number one? Is it physical? Is it financial? Is it emotional? Where do you see the most prevalent cases of elder abuse in Nassau County right now?
All right. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
The Safe Center mainly takes care of elders who have been victims of either domestic violence or sexual assault.
Okay.
Significant number of cases we see in the Nassau County EMDT, which is that multidisciplinary team, involve some form of financial exploitation, fraud, or abuse, or negligence.
Okay. I'm going to go back. Let's start with domestic abuse. What is domestic abuse?
What is domestic abuse? Domestic abuse, like I say, we also now refer to it as intimate partner abuse.
Whatever.
Domestic abuse occurs when a person, the offender, uses power or control to inflict physical, sexual, emotional, or financial injury or harm upon an older adult with whom they have some type of ongoing relationship, be it a spouse, a partner, or other person known to the victim, including a child or grandchild.
Okay.
When we talk about domestic violence later on in life, it's just not physical. It also includes emotional and or financial injury or harm.
Okay. That's what I was kind of going for, because it's a very broad scope.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Stephanie, I'm just curious. Your background is you're a pediatrician.
Yes.
What led you down the path of abuse, actually, for seniors, elders? You know, it's a complete other end of the spectrum, if you will.
Well, I've always I'm not practicing clinically now. But throughout my career as a practitioner, I was always very much involved in community education, as well as obviously patient and parental education. When I joined the Safe Center, I was initially hired to coordinate their Enough Abuse campaign, which is a New York State initiative designed to teach all adults in New York State about child sexual abuse, how to recognize a victim, an offender. If you are concerned that a child may be a victim, what to do about it. And most importantly, what we can do as a community to stop it from ever occurring. Within the beginning of this year, the person who was working with the elder abuse EMDT team resigned. And then I assumed her responsibilities. What also led me to it is I had two older parents. My mom passed away last August, 89. My father's still alive at 92. My mom was ill past four and a half years of her life. And I was very much involved in her care, not just medically, you know, but otherwise. And I saw a lot of abuse that did occur and a lot of potential for abuse. So I became very, very much involved as far as in their care, making sure that they were provided all the services that they needed and that they deserved. Oftentimes, and the reason that makes this the EMDT so phenomenal is people don't realize all the services that are available for them within their community, a significant number of them being free. And it's just a matter of knowing where to look for it and who to ask. So I initially started as a personal issue with me in taking care of my parents. And then once I became the coordinator of the team, that's when I became very much more involved in the education and community outreach.
My background was such that my mother lived with us for 11 years and we were working at the time. And I hear what you're saying about abuse. Caregivers, many good ones, many with a big heart. And then every now and then there's one or two that come in there that maybe shouldn't be in that field, to be blunt about it. It's very hard to detect when that's going on, especially if you don't live, like if you're working and you're not home and you don't see what's going on. So I kind of have the same personal feeling that you do about that.
Yeah.
the issue is also, it's also happening within the house. So it's not necessarily even somebody you're bringing in. And over the years, as we've had different people on the show, you know, the person who is being abused, and Stephanie, you can jump in here, they're afraid, embarrassed. There's many reasons why they don't want to report the person. They're afraid they're going to be put in a home. Even if you're living in a house and your son is taking advantage of you, you're afraid to say it because he's going to turn around and say, okay, Mike, you're going into a home. We're done with you. So people put up with some of this stuff for the wrong reasons, unfortunately.
Only about 90% of elder abuse is ever reported to the authorities. And John, you brought up a number of the reasons why it's not reported. Oftentimes an elder person may feel ashamed that they were taken advantage of. Fear of retaliation from the alleged abuser, similar to what you said, if it does happen to be a family member, fear that they're going to say, that's it, you're going into an assisted living facility or whatever. That obviously, oftentimes, if it is a family member or a partner, they want to protect that partner. Fear that if that abuser no longer is in their life, that they're going to be abandoned and there's going to be no one available to take care of them. And unfortunately, a significant number of elder people have some form of dementia, Alzheimer being one type of dementia, and they may not even realize that they are being a victim of abuse. So there are a number of reasons why it's not reported.
It's true. And also, one of the things I'm very conscious of, and we here at Project Independence, you know, outsiders have to be aware. You know, when the bank teller has to be acknowledged that all of a sudden Mrs. So-and-so is taking out more than she normally takes and there's somebody standing in the background and she doesn't seem herself. Most of the time, these things are pretty transparent if the person opens their eyes to see. In my mind, that's just my opinion, that, you know, something's wrong. Even within a family, you know, there's something wrong with mommy. And it's like maybe one of your brothers or sisters has taken advantage of her. But what we're going to have to do right now, we're going to have to take a break. And we will continue with talking here with Stephanie from the Safe Center about elder abuse. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.